Hi, Gray. You're speaking to Mish. I'm calling from New York Opinion Research. Today, we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this survey is quick and confidential. What's your zip code?
Okay. All right. My zip code?
Here we go.
11218.
11218. Okay. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
New York.
Sorry?
I vote in New York.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
It doesn't matter. Like, yeah.
Okay. So you see yourself as something else?
That's it? That's it?
Okay, and what's the year of your birth?
My date of birth, you said?
Yeah.
Why do you have to ask my date of birth? Ask your question, not the date of birth.
That's one of the questions.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Then, 0530, 80.
Your date of birth?
Yeah, 0530, 80. 1980.
All right. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Not Spanish origin, but I speak Spanish too. Not
okay.
Spanish.
Okay. And what is your race?
My race.
What
is
your race?
America. Black.
Okay.
I'm black. Yeah.
And what's the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
PhD.
Okay, and for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I'm Democrat, so if you are asking how I'm going to vote in the election, I'm going to vote for Harris.
Okay, perfect. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. So how likely are you, you know, to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections?
I always vote for Democrat candidate.
Okay, so you're certain?
Yeah.
Okay, and how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale?
Extremely motivated.
Okay, amazing. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate, you know, rather the amount of power you feel for your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all?
10. 10 over 10.
Okay, perfect. And please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. So regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it's my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree, nor disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay.
Take your time, okay? Relax.
Okay. And regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following how much of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if this matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Okay, so the election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate, matters a lot, matters somewhat.
It matters a lot.
Okay, and the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
Matters a lot.
Okay, and protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF?
Matters a lot.
Okay, and protecting gender equality?
Matters a lot.
Okay. So we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say election for nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I'll vote. No chance I'll vote. Okay, so the election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
Nothing will stop me.
Okay, and the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
Nothing will stop me from voting for Harris.
Okay, and protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF?
Nothing will stop me.
Perfect. And protecting gender equality?
Nothing will stop me.
Perfect. Okay, so I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote? Or are you undecided or some other option? Okay, and if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third-party candidate, or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Democrat.
Okay. And if you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights were on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be in the 2024 election?
It matters a lot. Very motivated.
Okay. And how much, if anything, have you heard about the Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard? A lot, some, not much, nothing at all?
No, not much, really.
Not much. Okay. So here's the next, the text of Prop 1, sorry, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in the New York November. So add certain protections to the state of Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provision to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, and also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. So a yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York state constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. So if the election... Say the election were...
I vote yes.
Yes. Okay. And based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, giving voting rights to immigrants, prevents discrimination based on age, put protection for abortion into the state constitution, prohibit housing discrimination, provide protection on the basis of gender, put LGBTQ protection into the state constitution, strengthening voting rights protections, and then removing parents' rights over children's medical decisions?
Yes.
So would it be all, or which would you say?
All.
Okay. Let me just take that down for you. Okay, so not knowing that this amendment would be, you know, put protections for abortion into state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Yes.
Okay. So compared to voting for president or Congress, are you motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1? Which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights, and that is somewhat or much less motivated?
Very, very much motivated.
Okay. So next I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. Okay, so children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
No opinion on that.
No opinion. Okay, and the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone?
Yes.
You strongly agree?
Strongly agree, yeah.
Okay. And it is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care?
Strongly agree.
Okay. we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants?
Come again.
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
We have to balance it. Yeah, I think so.
Strongly agree?
We have to take care of our people, but at the same time, we have to be very passionate, as we have always been.
Okay, okay. So which would you rate that as?
Yes or no answer, you know?
Yeah, so you wouldn't...
Yeah.
No answer?
I said, no, I can't say no answer, but I'm saying that sometimes you cannot give yes or no answer. We have to be compassionate as well as taking care of our own people. Right? So what it falls under what category now?
Okay, so it would be between 0 to 10. Which would you say?
I would say 5. Not 6.
5. Okay.
6.
Okay.
Yeah.
And everyone deserves a chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
10.
Okay. And everyone deserves to have equal rights regardless of who they are or where they come from?
10.
Okay. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
10.
Okay. It's important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
All 10.
Okay. Defending our personal freedoms, including the right to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority.
Yes, 10.
Okay. All right, so here is a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to a New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk right backwards, this proposal solidifies protection within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. So hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Yes, I'll vote yes.
Yes. Okay. So over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. So it's okay if your answers, you know, did not change. But once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote, probably vote, or the chances?
I'm very certain to vote.
Certain. Okay. All right, we're almost at the end. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right, and is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? So statement A reads, the amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. So this amendment also has special protection based on a national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statements B, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with your country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Okay, so statement A, much more. Statement A, somewhat more. Statement B, somewhat more. statement be much more, or you do not know?
Much more.
So statement A or statement B?
Statement A.
Okay. So next, I'm going to read you some things that people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means you think this is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating, and 0 means you do not think it's motivating at all. You may also use any number between 0 and 10. Okay?
Okay,
just listen very carefully, all right? So since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. So right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims out of touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening. So, 0, not motivating at all. 5, somewhat motivating. 10, extremely motivating.
Ten.
Which
ten.
Do you think?
10.
Okay.
Yeah.
So extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November. 0 would be not motivating at all. 5, somewhat motivating. 10, extremely motivating.
10.
Okay. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave our abortion rights up to the whims out of such politicians who could easily roll them back in the future. So in fact, 74 anti-abortion bills have been introduced in New York in the last few 5 legislative sessions alone. So protecting the rights to abortion in our state constitution is the permanent layer of protection we need to stop these bills from passing. 0, not motivating at all. 5,
ten.
Somewhat motivating. 10.
Ten.
Okay. All right. So the government is supposed to work for our people, not discriminate against its citizens by putting these protections directly into our state constitution. So we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. So here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers. So would it be 0, not motivating at all? 5,
ten,
somewhat
ten,
motivating?
Ten.
Okay. All right. So sometimes over the course of a survey, things change, and it's okay if they did not. But once again, here's the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. So add certain protections to the state of bill rights. So adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York state constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are
yes.
you undecided?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
That
all right.
One more question.
You're done?
Yeah, we are almost done. Almost done. Just a few more questions.
Oh,
I appreciate your time. I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Okay, so after reading all this information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues than you were at the start of the survey?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you're not motivated?
10.
Okay. Okay. Almost done. Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual or four, something else?
Hetero.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated,
divorced? I'm single.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes. A guardian.
Okay. All right. So in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat, maybe.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Oh, my average.
Sorry?
Oh, I'm Democrat. I'm not sure whether I'm strong or less strong. I'm Democrat. That's it.
Okay, would you say strong or not strong?
Okay, let me say strong.
Okay, so how would you describe your employment status? Would you say you're employed full-time or part-time?
Full-time, yeah. Full-time.
Okay. Okay, so last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About 100K.
Okay. All right, perfect. So that was the end of the survey. I do appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Are you going to give me any benefit, any remuneration for this long, long hours of interview?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Do you owe me any benefit for doing that?
Thank you very much for your time. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, take care, bye.